Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Mem Hey Menachos 45. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites certain verses from Ezekiel which seem to be contradicting halachos that we know from other places. And so the Gemara wants to deal with the fact that there are what seems to be explicit contradictions between the text of Ezekiel the prophet, Yechezkel, and the biblical text. So the first apparent contradiction is that it states in Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 18, Ko amar Hashem Elokim barishon ba'echad l'chodesh, thus says God on the first day of the month, Tikach par ben bakar tamim v'chitasa es hamikdash, take a bull and bring it as a, literally it means a chatas, a sin offering in the temple. And the Gemara is bothered by this because since when does a bull come for a sin offering? V'chichatas olahi, is it a sin offering? It's an ola, because the bull of Rosh Chodesh, which is being brought because it's the first day of the month, is an ola. And so therefore, why is he calling it a chatas? So the Gemara explains, says Rabbi Yochanan, Parsha zu Eliyahu atzilu d'arsha, that Rabbi Yochanan says in the future only Elijah the prophet can explain this apparent contradiction between Ezekiel saying it's a sin offering on Rosh Chodesh from a bull, and to the practice that we think that that bull should be an Ola offering. Comes along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi gives an explanation. No, that this is a reference to Miluim ikrivu b'mei Ezra k'derach she'ikrivu b'mei Moshe. So comes along Rav Ashi, he says, no, this is not a problem, because this was not a regular Rosh Chodesh. This is a reference either to the Miluim, the inauguration ceremony that happened during the Second Temple period when Ezra inaugurated the Second Temple. And so therefore, what he's saying is that this is not a contradiction. Some interpret this to be a reference not to the Second Temple, but a prophecy about the Third Temple. But in any event, the Gemara has shown through Rav Ashi's approach that this is not a contradiction. Comes along the Gemara and gives a second apparent contradiction between Ezekiel and what we know as the law from based upon the biblical text. And this is from Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 31, where it states, Kol nevelo trefa min ha'of u min ha'behema lo yochu ha'kohanim. And this means that the Kohanim are not allowed to eat any non-kosher, any nevela or trefa, an animal who's slaughtered improperly, or an animal that has a disqualifying defect on it. So therefore, the Gemara asks the question, why are this is just limiting the Kohanim? Kohanim udlo yochol Yisrael. Achol, you mean to say that only the Kohanim cannot eat this type of food, this non-kosher food, but a non-Jew can eat it? Again, so this is an apparent contradiction. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, Parsha zu Eliyahu asilu dorsha. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have no explanation. Elijah, the prophet Ezekiel seems to be contradicting the biblical text. All I can say is that in the time of Elijah, he's going to come and explain this contradiction. Ravina comes along and gives a different answer. He says, no, I can explain it. Kohanim itzrichai. Ezekiel is saying that not only the Israelites can eat it, but also the Kohanim can eat it. Because I might have thought the Kohanim would indeed be allowed to eat it, because Salkadai Techamina whole of Ishtri Maliko Legabayo, because we know that Kohanim are allowed to eat a bird in the temple that's not slaughtered properly. If the bird is a chatos offering, they're allowed to eat it, and even though the bird is not slaughtered, it's just crushed through a process known as Malika, it's crushed with a finger. So since they could eat Malika, I might have thought Tishtri Nami Nevela trait for that they could also eat, in general, things that are nevela or trefa, that are not slaughtered properly. So kamash malan, indeed, we learn from here that they cannot eat it. So that's how the Gemara deals with the second contradiction. Now the Gemara cites a third contradiction between Ezekiel and the biblical text. And the third contradiction is based upon the fact that we know that there is a carbon that's called paroam davar shel tzibor. That's if the carbon makes a mistake, that they give a mistaken ruling about a punishment which you get liable kares for, and the Israelites violate that they have to bring a bull as a sin offering. But the Gemara here is going to explain using this bull as a sin offering another apparent contradiction between Ezekiel, because it states in Ezekiel chapter 45 verse 20, so shall you do v'chein taseh b'shiva b'chodesh, which is the month of Tishrei, Meish shogal mipesi v'chipartem es abayis, and it says, thus shall you do in the seventh month, and you will atone for the house. So the Gemara explains that this verse is dealing with the what does it mean when it says Shiva? Shiva, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. That this refers, that this is not a unique korban that we haven't heard about before, but rather what it is a reference to the seven tribes who made a sin, meaning to say that that since the majority of them sinned, and Afal Pishem Ruba Shalkal, even though they're not the majority of Israel, but because they are the majority of the tribes. If you remember, this was a discussion in Gemara and Harios, how do we figure out what is the majority? Therefore, we're going to consider them, because they're the majority of the tribes, that they have to bring a bull offering. And why does it say Chodesh? Why does it say the word Chodesh? Chidshu v'amru, that if Beis Din made a mistake and they made a new law and they said that something that which is prohibited by Kares is Muta, Chelev Muta, for example, which is that Chelev is permitted, then we're going to say that that's when the carbon should be brought. And this teaches us that they're only liable if they do a mistake with an action, not just a mistake in ruling, but a mistake in ruling with an action. So rather than seeing this as a contradiction between the biblical text by saying that Ezekiel is inventing a new offering, the Gemara is actually stating that this was a reference to the power Ha'am Davar Shal Tzibor. So the Gemara says that Amrav Yehuda Amrav Zachar Oso Ishel Tova Chanan V'Chanina Ben Chizkiah Shemo, that there was a man who you have to remember for good, whose name was Chanina Ben Chizkiah Shalmalihu Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. The book of Ezekiel would have been buried because of these three apparent contradictions. Came along Chanina Ben Chizkiah, and what did he do? He went up to the attic. Masa Hela Shlosh Milos Garbe Shemen. He brought up 300 barrels of oil V'Yashiv Ba'alil Udarshu, and he sat there in the attic and expounded. It means to say they would have responded to Ezekiel's apparent contradictions by burying his book. And this shows us that if somebody is a powerful spiritual thinker, the people of the times can't deal with it. They were ready to bury his book and say it's not something we're allowed to read. But Baruch Hashem, there was a man who went up to the attic and he saved it. Chanina ben Chizkiah saved Ezekiel's book for history.